Dorothea there with Theodore. Dorothea, top of the right circle, reels it in, hands it off. Carlson shoots, off the post and home!
From the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studio and live at lvsportsnetwork.com.
Shoots, kick save, Fleury. Rebound loose, a shot, and no! It goes through Fleury for a goal! It's Tomas Hertl, his first goal of the night!
This is the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, your home for access with the team, exclusive player interviews, and breaking news from around the National Hockey League. Here are your hosts, Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace.
Welcome in, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. Ryan Wallace, Chris Chapman, live inside the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studios. Findlay Chevrolet on the 215, home of the... It's a big day, Chapman. It's a big day here in Las Vegas. And yes, I recognize that there is a Stanley Cup final game taking place in just about 90 minutes or so. But that doesn't matter today. It's June 13th. It is the one-year anniversary of the Vegas Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup. A year ago today, I was signing on for the last pregame show of the season last year. And it was all about what was at stake for the Vegas Golden Knights going into Game 5 against the Florida Panthers, an opportunity to win the franchise's first Stanley Cup in year number 6, just as Bill Foley predicted it would happen, and then it did. There's a lot of things a year later that still stick out in my mind. Most notably, the post-game show. I've often said on this program, and when anyone asks me what my favorite part of my job is, I always say it is interacting with the listeners. I always say it is the 30 minutes of the post-game show that I get to do every single night where I open up the phone lines and I hear from you. And that night, we went way longer than 30 minutes. And it never felt like work. It was a party. It was a celebration. It was a day that I don't know a lot of people really felt like would ever come, but it came faster than I think anybody ever anticipated it would. So what we're going to do today, and again, I recognize we're going to talk about the game a little bit later on, but I'm not doing that right now. This is a celebratory day. This is a day where we look back and we reminisce on what happened a year ago in winning the Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights, doing it in 6 seasons. We're going to open up the phone lines. 702-876-1340. 702-876-1340. I want to hear from you a year later. I heard from you all that night. When everything was raw, when everything was real and fresh in your mind. But there's been 365 days since. There's been some time to decompress, some time to let everything sink in if you're a Golden Knights fan. So I want to know what it means to you now. Right? Like, I know what it meant to you in the moment. I want to know what it means to you now, a year later, that the Golden Knights won a Stanley Cup. I want to know what you remember from June 13th, 2023, what you remember from that night, what you remember more than anything, what stands out in your mind. So pick up the phone and give me a call right now. 702-876-1340. That's the number. And if you can't reach us on the phone line or you don't want to call in, hit us on the text line. 702-876-1340. Same number on the text line as on the phones. Let's celebrate the Golden Knights championship. You know, I'll start off here by dialing into one thing I remember most. And that was quite simply how loud the building was. And you have to take it from my perspective, right? Like, I was in the building for the first ever home game. I have been fortunate enough to be at every single home game for the Vegas Golden Knights. And I know loud. I do. I know loud. That building, T-Mobile Arena, it is one of the loudest in the league. I've never heard that building so loud when you realized Bruce Cassidy was starting Riley Smith, William Karlsson, Jonathan Marchessault, Braden McNabb, and Shea Theodore. Original misfits. It was wild. 702-876-1340. What did it mean to you in the moment? What does it mean to you now? And what do you remember from the Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup a year ago today? Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic.
So the one thing I want to note about this Stanley Cup and the run that we went on is it obviously affected a lot of people here in Vegas because of what the team stood for. And I wanted to give a shout-out to a lot of the unknown people behind the scenes. I have a very special connection to the team because my mother actually is a coworker of yours and has been part of the team since day one. And I've had a very, very remarkable time being a fan of the Golden Knights. And it's just meant so much to the city, to me as an individual. And I know my mom is a person who never watched hockey before, lives and bleeds for this team now. And that day meant so much to her being an employee with you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome, Ryan. I'm glad to hear that. And I think you kind of hit on something, right? Like when you can introduce a sport to a fan base and you've got people that, you know, weren't fans of hockey before, but they fell in love with this team and to experience that, it doesn't get any better. As you look back on that moment a year ago, does anything stick out in your mind?
Yeah, how hard it is. I'm, you know, most mm-hmm. people have other teams that they root for in other sports, and we all know how difficult it is to get to the mountaintop of that individual sport. So for the team to give us that joy within the first six, like Mr. Foley had predicted, it just shows how lucky we are to have, from top to bottom, everybody care about winning in this organization.
All right, great stuff, Ryan. Thanks so much for the call. I really do appreciate it. 702-876-1340. It is the one-year anniversary of the Vegas Golden Knights Stanley Cup championship victory, and we're taking your phone calls. What did it mean to you in the moment? What does it mean to you now? And what do you remember most about that night? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Bring in Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm good.
So, I mean, it really meant a lot. It meant a lot more than just a championship, right? Because it was, like, just a validation that, like, we're a real city that has something for us. You know, kind of everybody looks at Vegas and it's like, oh, there's gambling and there's a strip and there's nightclubs. But, like, this was something that, you know, you can tell the organization didn't put out there to be for tourists. They put it out here for locals. And, you know, it got to be something that was here for us. I mean, they shut down the strip for locals, right? When does that ever happen? It only ever gets shut down for special events to draw in tourists, but they shut it down for locals so we could have a parade.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a memory that stands out most from June 13th, from the game that delivered a Stanley Cup for the Golden Knights?
Yeah, it was the final call, the final minutes, seconds of the game as it was wearing down. And you know, on the ice, there's Braden McNabb and William Karlsson, like bunny hopping is the only way I can describe it. and that paired with Dan Duva's call, you know, was just real. Every time I hear it, I tear up. It's, you know, a devotion to destiny, misfits to champions. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, you're right on the money there, Stephanie. An iconic call from Dan Duva. Thanks so much for calling in and giving us your insights. Dan hit that one out of the park. He really did. It was one thing to hear the call in real time and watch the celebration that was taking place, knowing that, you know, I think the Golden Knights piled onto the ice probably with eight seconds left in regulation. So clearly it was a moment that they could not wait for, and just a perfect call, as Stephanie points out, from Dan Duva as the Golden Knights won that championship last year. 702-876-1340, that's the number. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, good to hear from you guys always, every day, and we're going to do it again, God be willing, come September. We're going to start it all over and have some post-game shows in the preseason, and then the deal. I think you know as much as anyone that I know realizes how much it meant to me. I see you at practice once in a while, and the feeling of someone who's older, this is a flavor that you don't get from Ryan or Stephanie, God bless them, and they'll experience more championships, more victories, more celebrations. People like me don't know when the next one's coming, if it ever comes. And I hope it does. I think it will. And I believe in the organization to the nth degree. When you're a sports fan for over 60 years, to have something happen like did 1 year ago today is the most meaningful thing you've had happen in years. And one of the most meaningful things I've had happen in my entire life. That's what it means to me.
What memory or moment sticks out most to you when you think about that day?
You know, the memory that most sticks out is the finality of it. My heart could have handled a 2013. I don't think it could have. A winning in an overtime like Ally Martinez did. I don't think I could have done that. And I was so grateful. You have no idea how grateful I was that I could laugh and scratch my way through game five, knowing that we were going to win probably somewhere in the second period of that game and not even having to worry about a game six or seven. That is the memory that sticks out in my mind.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't think I've asked you this before. When did you know the Golden Knights were going to win the Stanley Cup? It could have been in the postseason. It could have been at some point during the regular season. But what was the moment that you experienced last season where you knew Vegas was going to win?
Okay, that's easy. That's the easiest question, and you haven't ever asked me that. That is the day that we beat Edmonton in Game 6. When we did that, I knew we were going to win the whole thing. It was obvious to me that we were going to sweep through Dallas, which we had, well, basically did, and then over Florida. That was the day.
All right, good stuff, Mike. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. I promise we're going to open up the phones one day, and you can ask all of your hard-hitting questions, probably closer to the draft and free agency. That I think, makes the most sense. Because I know, Mike, you've got a ton of questions, and I don't have any answers for you, but maybe I will as we get closer to free agency. 702-876-1340. It is a one-year anniversary of the Vegas Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup, and I want to hear from you. Where were you when it happened? What do you remember most about that day? And what does this championship mean to you a year later? Those are the questions I'm after. Let's go back to the phone lines, bring in Stephanie number two. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy anniversary, Ryan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Same to you.
It feels like it's been, it doesn't feel like it's been a whole year. I just feel like the time has gone by so fast. I was hanging out with my family and my friends watching the game, and I remember even before we dropped the puck, I knew we were going to win this game. I remember seeing the Misfits out on the ice during the national anthem, and I was like, I knew it. Tonight is our night. There was no doubt.
So what is that kind of the memory or the moment that stands out most to you about that game, or do you have another one?
There's so many. Hearing Dan Duva on the radio, just his words from Misfits to Champions just rings in my head all of the time. And just seeing the goals and that Mark Stone's hat trick, and I just, you know, there's so many good memories, and just, you know, seeing the flamingos just raining on the ice. There's just, you know, I still get emotional a year later. I still get a little teary-eyed thinking about it.
All right, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Mike. And I know you mentioned that you knew they would win Game 5, but what was the moment, or when was the moment that you believed that you knew the Golden Knights were going to win the Stanley Cup last year?
When we beat Edmonton. I knew Edmonton was probably going to be our biggest challenge just because they were, you know, the Pacific Division rivals. You know, McDavid is McDavid and Draisaitl is Draisaitl. But when we had an answer to that for them, we shut them down game after game. And we played as a unit. I mean, our depth beat the two top players in the league. And that's I think, when I knew we were going to win. There was no stopping us at all.
All right, great stuff, Stephanie. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340, celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Vegas Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup. Let's go back out to the phone lines and bring in Rita. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Mine's kind of a different one. My favorite moment was when Alex Martinez made his goal that put us ahead. I don't know, we must have been tied or something, but I know it put us ahead, and think it might be the game-winning goal. And then over all the noise on the TV, you heard him say, "I did it, I did it." And that kind of wraps up all the excitement in one person. And that was my favorite moment.
You know, it's funny because I mentioned on the pregame show, if I'm remembering correctly, I mentioned on the pregame show that June 13th, 2014 was also the date that the Los Angeles Kings won their second Stanley Cup in three seasons, and Alec Martinez scored the game-winning goal in double overtime, and how funny it would be, how interesting it would be, full circle moment, all that kind of stuff, if Martinez was able to score the game-winning goal in a Stanley Cup final 9 years later, and it almost happened. And I was really, really pissed off when the Florida Panthers scored their third goal of the game, thus changing it from Alec Martinez as the game winner to Riley Smith. I mean, it's cool, Riley Smith, go off, buddy. Like, that's awesome. That's the last goal that he had as a Golden Knight. But it would have been really funny if Alec Martinez would have had two game winners in the Stanley Cup final 9 years apart on the exact same day. That'd have been cool.
I was hoping for that. But as far as when I was nervous through everything, but once we were up, what was it, 5-2? Or once we got that fifth goal, then I relaxed. Otherwise, I was going, oh, God, we're going to go back to Florida. So, yeah, I stressed right up till the end. I thought we'd win. I just didn't know how long it was going to take.
What does it mean to you a year later?
It's really weird because it's what we're missing this year. I mean, I like watching the Stanley Cup finals, our final, excuse me. but the city was just all the excitement and the stress of watching us play and not being a part of it this year. Even though I know we got a Stanley Cup and there's teams been around for a long time and won, so it kind of sounds greedy, but I miss being in that this year, so I miss all of it.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. As always, Rita, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340. That's the number. We've got a little bit of time if you want to sneak in another phone call about your memory from this time last year, the Golden Knights winning their first and only Stanley Cup in franchise history, 6 years into the organization, just as Bill Foley predicted it. You got about 5 minutes or so to get that in there. Chris Chapman, I want to turn my attention to you because you were there. You were in the building. You had, as you typically do, a unique and awesome opportunity to go on the ice after the game. What do you remember from a year ago today?
Well, it's something I will never, ever forget. And, you know, I was down there year one, and it was such a different feel, obviously. You know, I liked Ovechkin, but I don't cover the Capitals, so obviously I didn't have that type of connection or affiliation with the team like I do this one. And being able to talk to the guys who I talked to, I mean, like, I was thinking about it. I talked to Brady McNabb the very first day he was a Golden Knight. Like, he was drafted that the night of the NHL Awards, and then the very next day, him and Jason Garrison, Marc-Andre Fleury, and Derek England, they were at T-Mobile Arena, and you were there, and I was there, and Frank was there, and Vince, who I know we've got coming up, he was there. I mean, everyone who we work with still to this day, for the most part, was there, and I got to talk to Brady McNabb. He was the only guy that was there that night that was on the team that won the Stanley Cup, but I got to talk to him. He was the very first player I saw when I went out on the ice, and he was the very first player I talked to. And, like, he is a man's man. Like, he's not, like, and he was emotional. And he was there with his mom and his wife and his infant child. And you really get a feel of how important it is for not just him, but every player, and more so their families. Like, I think about his mom and dad were farmers. And, like, a guy like that, they probably had to drive miles and miles and miles to take him to hockey practice. They probably had to take him at weird hours of the night. But the appreciation that these players have and them being able to celebrate that with their families and the most important people in their lives, like, that's something that I don't think the fans get to experience, but it's something that I got to see. And like, I talked to William Carrier's dad, and he joked about William being a better fisherman than him. And I mean, I remember Ben Hutton down there with his wife and his, I mean, he probably had like 10 people on the ice taking pictures with him. And Chandler Stephenson had his son in the cup. And, like, those moments are things that I will never forget. I think more so than the joy of winning and being a part of that and seeing it, the way these guys, how much it means. And Ryan, our first caller, brought up a really good point. It is really hard. And not just to win the Stanley Cup, but anything. Like, I've been a New Jersey Devil fan my whole life. They haven't won since 2003. That's 21 years. I've been a New York Mets fan. Mm-hmm. My entire life. They last won in 1986. I was in, like, second grade. The Jets, they've never won in my lifetime. So for the fans here, it means more. It means a lot because of the connection that this town has with this team. And it's not to take it away from if Florida wins, if Edmonton wins, it's certainly going to mean a lot to those fans. But I think here, because of the connection that this team has with the worst night in our history, to be able to give us our best night in history as a city, like, it's something that you'll never be able to take away. And you know, it's such a unique experience. And, I mean, like I said, when you first asked me, it's something I am never, ever going to forget. Like, I hope if the day comes where I have some kind of ailment where I'm forgetting things in my life, I hope that that's not one, because I want to be able to think back to that moment. And because I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy. Like,
yeah,
this is my home. Everything important in my life outside of me being born happened in this city. And so even though I was born in New Jersey, Vegas will forever be my home. And it doesn't matter where I go in life, this is my home. This is what I will tell people is my hometown. And it's just special. And you know, to be there in that building with, you know, however 18,000 other people that were in there, however many people were out in the plaza, like, walking in to the rink that night, I got to see my cousin. My cousin happened to be in town from Florida, and she decided to go hang out in Toshiba Plaza. And she's a Lightning fan, so we got to give her a little slack. But, you know, I told her she brought the good luck of the Tampa Bay Lightning to Vegas with her so she can celebrate with us. And it was just a cool moment. The whole day was just special.
So I think you touched on something that's important to note here. Obviously, there's always going to be a deep connection with the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team because of 1 October. Like, we're never going to be able to divorce that. And that's a good thing because the team showed up for the city in a way that I don't think anyone ever really anticipated could happen, right? You were able to drop a sports team into a scenario that helped heal an entire city. And so when I sat back and thought about June 13th and what that night means to me in terms of healing, processing, everything, I think the two sport moments that stand out most to me in terms of my professional career are the first ever home game for the Vegas Golden Knights and the speech from Derek Englund and Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final, where the Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup. You can plot everything on a point from that game to Game 5. And it was all a story of healing, all a story of processing, and all a story of a front office and a team that sole purpose was to deliver this city a championship, because that's what was missing. That was the only ingredient we didn't have. And the thing about the Golden Knights that I think a lot of people lose outside of Vegas is that it has become a team that is wholly ours. It is wholly, simplistically Vegas. It's not a team from somewhere else. It's not a relocation. It is Vegas born. It was more than just a slogan, more than just a marketing campaign. This team brought the attention of the world to Vegas as something that is more than just the strip. It brought attention to Vegas that gives you an idea that there are people that live here beyond that 1 mile strip of casinos, that there is a budding community of people that want to show the world Vegas is more than that. And we were able to do it with the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights recognized that, and they tapped into that so incredibly well. And that's why the championship means so much, because it was a wholly Vegas-born team going out and delivering a championship when they said they would do it. That's amazing. That is wild to sit back and think about. And it's something I'm never, ever, like you, going to forget rest of my life.
Real quick, we got a text message from Stephanie. I guess Stephanie number two. And she points out that we also need to raise our margarita glasses to the haters. Lots of salt, Stephanie. Lots and there lots of salt on those margarita glasses.
There it is. We'll take a break. We'll take a break and come back with Vince Sapienza next on the VGK Insider Show. VGK Insider Show rolling along here on a Thursday. It's the 1 year anniversary of the Vegas Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup. And we are going to lean into that as much as we can. It's the VGK Insider Show. Why wouldn't we? And as we continue reminiscing of what happened last year, we bring in Vince Sapienza, Fox 5 News Las Vegas. Vince, how's summer treating you so far?
Well, it definitely feels like a lull the last few weeks, Ryan. I don't know about you. As someone who fills their time with hockey stories, it has been an interesting summer, especially after last year. But, man, listening to those calls from a year ago, it's crazy to think it's been a full year since what happened. And, you know, you look back to that year and you look back at the team, and it's almost surprising that we're not either in Florida right now or somewhere or back here in Vegas getting ready for a game, considering the talent and you know, what made that team so special. So crazy how time flies, no?
Yeah, it flies, but at the same time, it feels like yesterday. And that's kind of what what I find to be so interesting about this. Does it feel like a year ago? Yes, sure. But it also feels like that day is etched in my brain forever, and I remember everything about it. So let's dig into June 13th, 2023. What do you remember most about that day? Whether it was, you know, getting to the rink or the atmosphere or the game itself, what do you remember most? What stands out the most to you?
So there's a couple things. The first thing that jumps out to my mind, and I don't know why this is what jumps out to my mind, but it parlays into my second thought, is when we were talking to Bruce Cassidy in that pregame presser before game five, he was so relaxed, and he was so, and it was on par with what he had been, you know, the entire Stanley Cup run and the entire season, his first year with the Golden Knights. But he's talking about how he had a great morning walking his dog, and he had a great breakfast, and, you know, he just had a good morning with the family after the morning skate and all that stuff. And I remember just being taken aback by, this is the biggest game of his career in any facet, and he's just kind of yucking it up with the media. Just, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it was before puck drop. And there was something about that. But what sticks out to me the most is that morning skate, being at the rink, talking to the guys, and just the feeling in the room. And I remember turning to my coworker, our, you know, Fox 5 sports director, Kevin Bollinger, and we were set to be on a plane at 5 a.m. for Fort Lauderdale the next day if the Golden Knights didn't win, because game six, obviously, in Sunrise, and we get after morning skate, we get back to the rink at T-Mobile Arena, and he looks at me and goes, "Did you pack?" And I go, "No, I didn't." And he goes, "Neither did I," because there was just something that we felt in morning. They weren't going to lose that game. You know what I mean? And it felt like that during pregame, as I mentioned with Bruce Cassidy, the way he was talking. It felt like that during the anthem. I mean, just there. There was no way they were losing that game, and there was no way they weren't going to win it on home ice. And for a team that has won so many Stanley Cup playoff rounds on the road, it just seemed apropos that they were to win the most important one on home ice and do it in front of fans. And the next long-lasting memory that I have would be just stepping on the ice after they won with all the players, getting with their friends and family, and all the players that you've grown this, you know, professional relationship with, all of a sudden they're introducing you to their wives, to their dads, to their moms, being like, "This is the one who I referenced that one game, da 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 da." So it was fascinating. It's still incredible to think that we had, you know, a small part of that, just being part of that run and going on those road trips and doing all those things. It's crazy. And it's crazy, and you see how hard it is to get back there. You see how hard it was. And I feel like that first round in Dallas this year, obviously it didn't go the Golden Knights' way, went seven games, but it almost makes you appreciate what happened a year ago even more, because it shows just how difficult of a gauntlet it is. And those are the kind of things that jump out to me, I guess, this time of year now.
You know, Vince, it's funny that you mentioned not packing, because I remember talking to Sean Burke, who is the goalie coach, obviously, of the Golden Knights, and we were talking in between one of the intermissions, and I said, "Oh, I hope you're not packed." He said, "Listen, I came home, I threw my suitcase out, and I said, I am done with this, so we better win." But, you know, if there was an ominous moment of the night, and, you know, you've been covering this team since day one, like myself and Ryan, but I think the ominous moment for me was when you saw the starting lineup unveiled and you hear Riley Smith, William Karlsson, Jonathan Marchessault, Shea Theodore, Braden McNabb, and you're like, you know what? This is our night. Like they're going to win tonight. Like, for those five guys, and just when you saw them being named, what went through your mind? Like, did you have the same thought, like, "Yep, this is it, it's over"?
So yeah, I mean, you're saying that right now, and it's hard for me to not get just the chills and the goosebumps that I remember feeling as they were being announced as starters. I mean, Ryan, you mentioned it, like, there's not a moment of that day you won't forget. And I remember that specifically. And, you know, obviously we kind of get privy to, you know, a little more heads up of who the starting guys are than maybe the fans or whatever it is, even with all the social media. But when the fans realized what was happening, it was as if Mark Stone had already scored that hat trick goal. Like, they were going nuts. And to your point, there's not a moment of the day where I'm like, man, they're not closing this thing out. They're 100% closing it out. And, you know, mm-hmm. I remember seeing on social media all the national writers, specifically the national writers, just losing their mind that Bruce Cassidy would do such a thing when nothing was guaranteed and you know, the game was not won, that he would do that. But, man, what a moment. And it goes to show you the respect in the room between Cassidy, the coaching staff, and the players. And it's just another example of one of a thousand, the respect that was in the room between the two and just the synergy that existed there. I mean, and you talk about recognizing the moment. I mean, this is Bruce Cassidy, mm-hmm. less than a year ago, was the Boston Bruins head coach, soon to be fired, trying to find a new home, lands with Vegas, and he understood the pulse of the team quickly, right? And that's a tough thing to do, no matter the market, no matter where you go, expansion team, you know, original, whatever it is, right? But this is a head coach that understood the moment, understood the magnitude, and he delivered, and then the team delivered. And, you know, there was 9 goals scored, and I think people forget. They scored 9 goals in that series clinching Stanley Cup final game. But and I'm curious to hear your guys' opinion on this one as well. But the goal that sticks out the most for me isn't the Mark Stone goal, isn't the hat trick goal. It's the Riley Smith goal. There's something about that mm-hmm. buildup. There's something about the no look from Carlson, celebration. Man, it's as you said, Ryan. Time flies, but it feels like yesterday.
You know, it's funny because that's the goal that capped off probably the best 3 or 4 minutes of 5-on-5 hockey the Golden Knights have ever played, right? And it's fitting that it's Carlson no look between the legs to Riley Smith for as beautiful a goal as you're ever going to see. And, you know, that's the final goal for Riley Smith as a Vegas Golden Knight. Like, that obviously kind of holds special meaning too, but it was the cap of dominance that only players that have played together for that amount of years could kind of deliver in that moment. And I think that's probably why that one stands above all the other ones. Now, this isn't an easy question to answer because it means a lot of different things to different people. But when it comes to this championship and what it means to the city of Las Vegas, like, you've had a year to digest that. You've had a year to think about that question and think about that answer. What does this championship mean for Las Vegas?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Obviously, I was not around during the Runner Rebels heyday, okay? So anybody mm-hmm. listening that was around, this is obviously no disrespect or no comparison to what the town or what the city was then, right? That being said, as someone, as you guys have as well, kind of been shoulder to shoulder with me since day one covering this team, and I just can't help, and I don't always like to go back to this, but it just feels full circle, right? It feels this team was here during the darkest days this town has ever seen with 1 October, right? And it just felt like it made that year one, to me, even more special, the fact that they were able to cap it off, because for all the people that lived and breathed and in sweat, blood, and tears, spent all the money on those games because, you know, the Golden Knights were able to give back so much in year one, right? They were able to do so much for a community that needed something to smile about, right? This franchise has been able to elongate that. They've been able to keep that at the forefront in terms of the community, in terms of how important they are. And that's not to say that they were thinking about year one or the tragedy during last season. But what I mean by that, it just felt like the payoff happened, right? And there was just something special. And it goes back to what Chris was talking about, is the original guys, the guys who have been here from day one, the guys who have put a lot into this community and played some damn good hockey along the way. It felt like, you know, it felt like a full circle moment. The emotion that poured out of, you know, because for a lot of teams, and, you know, we look at Edmonton currently, right? Or even Florida. Florida's never won a third Stanley Cup final appearance. Like, they're trying to win their first one. For a lot of teams, winning a Stanley Cup final might feel like relief. Like, hey, we finally got one. Or, hey, we finally broke the curse, or, you know, it's been so long. But for the Golden Knights, it never felt like relief. It felt like this was that cornerstone moment. This was what we've been building for 6 years. This is what we've been doing for since day one. So it's always going to be different than any other franchise that's won their first cup. It just will be, because of how early they did it, how they were able to do it, the ups and downs, the not a major game in year two, missing the playoffs the year before, three different head coaches. You know, it just felt like it felt right. You know what I mean? It felt like the right team won. Yeah. And you don't see that every season, right? You don't see, you know, the best team was the best team. And the Golden Knights proved they were.
Yeah, that's great stuff, Vince. We're up against it. Thank you for taking some time and reliving a phenomenal day in Vegas sports history. And, you know, hopefully we can get together and reconvene at the draft. It's coming up shortly, and you enjoy the rest of your night.
Real quick, before we – I'm curious, how did the night end for you guys? Because I remember the night ended for me because we were on air so late. By the time we got the party was still going everywhere, but I found a little small spot at MGM just to kind of, because I wanted a people watch to see what it was like. Where did the night end for you guys?
Chapman, you go first.
Well, I probably stuck around until about 11 o'clock, 11:30, and I just didn't want to leave, like, because exactly. I knew that there would be no greater moment in my career than what I had just witnessed, and I guess much like the guys on the team, I just didn't want it to end. So I tried to stick around until they started turning the lights off, and I think the only person who may have still been in the building after me was Ryan.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the night ended for me, I don't even know what time, to be honest. It probably was somewhere around 11 o'clock, but we made it a point going into the game, and this was kind of, I guess it's inside baseball to a degree, right? But we were trying to figure out how we would approach post-game show, call-in segments, all of that kind of stuff, if they did win. And at one point, I was just like, we're just going to take them, right? We're just going to take them. Like, we're not going to take any commercial breaks. We're not going to do anything like that. Like, if we have calls, we're putting them on. And I think the call-in segment, Vince, honestly, was about 70 minutes long. Like, it was just 70 minutes straight of phone calls, and we didn't take any breaks, and it was awesome. Like, it was the coolest thing in the world. And then I remember signing off, and I'm on media row, and there's no one else there. Like, the players have long since left the ice, and it was quiet. And I just remember kind of taking in that moment of how quiet the arena was, as like this stark contrast to what it was like 2 hours prior. And it just was a moment where I could sit and reflect for just a moment, just a little bit of time. And that's something that's going to stick with me for a while too, because in all the craziness that was surrounding me, you know, at the end of the day, you get that sense of accomplishment because you're a small part of it, of following these players, of trying to tell their story night in and night out. You see their sense of accomplishment, and you could just soak that in for a moment. That's how the night ended for me.
Fantastic. And last thing I'll leave you with, there's nothing that's imprinted more in my mind than the last 5 seconds of Keegan Colasar. I don't know how he did not snap his stick on the ice. As hard as he was banging it, tapping it on the ice, it was incredible. Chills thinking about it. I appreciate you, boys.
All right. Thanks so much, Vince. I appreciate catching up. We'll take a break, come back with more on the VGK Insider Show.